This is it, the big finale of the 2024 Ladies Night season. It was a great night for us with over 40 ladies in attendance. It was a fantastic night, from golf, ringer board winners, door prize winners, and the 50-50 winner. As it was the last night of golf, everyone golfed exceptionally well. Hole 1. Long drive, flight 1, went to Susan Mitchell and long drive, flight 2, went to Kristen O'Connor. Hole 2. Long drive, flight 3, went to Leslie Sterling and long drive, flight 4, went to Barb Smith. Hole 3. We had long putt pins and the accuracy line. There were many accurate ladies, but one was more accurate than the others. The most accurate lady was Kathy Paul. Long putt, flight 1, went to Marion Wallace and long putt, flight 2, went to Debbie Legary. Hole 4. KP, flight 1, went to Monica Lee. KP, flight 2, went to Debbie Rayner. KP, flight 3, went to Jamie Mosdell. Hole 5. Long putt, flight 3, went to Emma Schilling and long putt, flight 4, went to Donna Janning. Hole 6. KP, flight 2, went to Lori Holly and KP, flight 3, went to Karina Scott. Hole 7. We have now arrived at the gully on hole 7. Many balls were lost today. Let's take a moment to say, rest in peace, to the balls of Betty Foote, Terry Jones, Barb Smith. Again, Darlene Nickel, times 2, Emma Schilling, Kayla Mosdell, times 2, Melissa Bourne, and Kristen Abbott. KP and 2, split between flights 1 and 2, went to flight 1's Monica Lee and KP and 2, split between flights 3 and 4, went to flight 3's Evelyn Lucas. Hole 8. KP and 3, split between flights 1 and 2, went to flight 2's Trudy Forsyth. Hole 9. Long putt, split between flights 3 and 4, went to flight 4's Darlene Nickel. Least putts went to Monica Lee with 13 putts and most putts went to Tara Murphy, by retro, with 28 putts. Everyone played exceptionally well, so let's move on to the flight winners. Flight 1. Low gross went to Monica Lee with a score of 42 and low net went to Leanna Layden, by retro, with a score of 16. Flight 2. Low gross went to Deborah Westendorp with a score of 46 and low net went to Doreen Landry with a score of 33. Flight 3. Low gross went to Karina Scott with a score of 53 and low net went to Jean Weber, by retro, with a score of 36.5. Flight 4. Low gross went to Amanda Summers with a score of 57 and second low gross went to Teresa Robinson with a score of 63. Now, pot winners. Flight 1. Monica Lee had a birdie on hole 7. Flight 2. Trudy Forsyth had two birdies. One on hole 4 and the other on hole 8. Kathy Paul had a chip in on hole 1. Flight 3. Evelyn Lucas had a birdie on hole 7 and Trish Thompson had a chip in on hole 2. Next up are the ringer board winners. The ringer board is set up at the beginning of the year. Ladies put their first scores of the year up and then their improved scores later on. For example, let's say on hole 8 the first score of the year was 6 strokes. Later on, the score you get on hole 8 is 4 strokes. You would write under your first score your improved score. There are two types of winners for the ringer board, those with the lowest ringer board score and those who have improved the most. Starting off with the lowest ringer board score, Monica Lee with 32 and Doreen Landry with 34. Most improved went to Leslie Sterling with a difference of 22 strokes from her first round compared to the ringer board round and Kayla Mosdell with a difference of 19 strokes. After all the winners of the night were announced, it was time for the door prizes. Name after name was called out and the ladies made a mad dash to the prize table. Along with our normal door prizes, we had our hole-in-one prize on the line, an original painting from Bob Sterling of the clubhouse. Barb Smith got called, picked out the painting, and then donated it to hang in the Chinook Cove clubhouse. We are very thankful for your donation, Barb. It is a beautiful painting that many people will enjoy when they come to golf. Once all the door prizes were gone, we announced the 50-50 winner. 50-50 this week was $97.50 and the winner was Linda Dunlop. Thank you to everyone who made this season possible. Thank you to the staff at Chinook Cove and all the ladies who volunteer their time and effort to help Terry and I. A big thank you to all of our sponsors, AG Foods, Armor Mountain Office, Barrier Ida, Barrier Motor Inn, Barrier Timber Mart, Blue Moon Galleria and Cafe, Hub International, Cindy Leibel, Real Estate Corp, MJB Lawyers, Sal Ranch, Stamer Logging, Just You, Rainer Custom Cutting, Barb and Carmen Smith, Grace Baker, Campbell & Company, EBL Ventures, Sam's Pizza, Station House Restaurant, The Local Artisan Market, Thompson Valley Awards, Anonymous, Sundown Construction, Sun Life Financial, Seymour Farms, Quality Contractors, The Barrier Star Journal, and Leslie and Bob Sterling. Saving the best for last, thank you to all of the ladies who come to Ladies' Night. Your support really makes the night as wonderful as possible. Terry and I are already looking forward to next year.